I don't know how many of you have ever seen warning labels. We see them all the time sometimes, and we don't always take heed of them. We don't always listen to the warnings that are out there. And sometimes we see, you know, the beverage that says caution hot. You don't always listen to that. And you take that first sip and you go, ah, that's hot. Well, it said it right on the outside. It said caution hot. Danger, high voltage. That's one we tend to actually listen to. Caution, wet floor. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you come up to it, you kind of like, tippy toe across it because you don't want to slip and fall. Choking hazard, small parts, not for children under 3 years old. Comes on a lot of packages. But if you have older kids, you probably don't even pay attention to it anymore because it's not really applicable to you. I don't know how many of you have ever gotten prescriptions, but on the side sometimes they put those little stickers on there. Take with food is one of them. Take with milk, take with food. Do not drink alcohol with this. There's all sorts of little things they put on your prescriptions to let you know what to do. And then usually it comes with a manual. I don't know if you've gotten a prescription, but it seems to come with like more and more papers every time you get it. I usually don't read those, at least not after the first time. Hopefully nothing changes. But do we pay attention to instructions, to warnings, to things that you have to sign? I had to fill something out this week, and you know, there's all of that stuff you have to scroll through to read. And usually what do? We just go, submit, okay, I agree, click, and that's done, right? We don't actually read through things, right? But it's important. Usually these warnings are there for our benefit. Usually instructions are there for our benefit. They don't print 6 pages of instructions for a prescription just for their benefit. They want you to know how you should take it, how to have the best effects by taking this prescription. We've been looking at the book of James, and James is explaining to Jewish Christians that they need to act out their faith. Faith is more than something of just believing, but it's about actions. What they do should match what they believe. Their actions need to match their talk. James is going to talk about two different types of wisdom today. He's going to give us two different types of wisdom. And James has actually discussed wisdom before. If you remember back in chapter 1, verse 5, he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But James is going to tell us more about wisdom and the type of wisdom that we should be seeking. Let's read the first part of our verses today, starting in verse 13. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. James starts with a question. He says, who is wise and understanding among you? Last week, James was just talking about taming the tongue, and he started that off by talking about teachers, and that teachers needed to be careful of what they said. And now he's saying, who is wise? Who is understanding among you? The first type of wisdom that James is going to talk about is this earthly wisdom. And I thought first we needed to talk about what is wisdom. Because if I just said earthly wisdom or the other type we're going to list later, we need to kind of define some things. So biblical wisdom is putting into practice what we know in the Bible to be true. It's not just head knowledge, but it's applied knowledge. It's action. For James to talk about action, it's very applicable because of what he normally does. And so I have this illustration. Sometimes things don't come with warning labels. And as a parent, you want to pass that warning on to your child. And so when you see this, you say, no, be careful, don't touch that. That's hot. Be careful. And so it's not only knowledge that it is hot, but it's the action of not touching it because it's hot. And that's what James wants to talk to us about today, is that wisdom, the knowing things. We have faith, we say we believe, but here is the wisdom, the knowing the truth, and actually choosing the good, choosing what's right over what's bad or what's evil. The book of Proverbs tells us a lot about wisdom. In Proverbs 2, verse 6, it says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And so it's that same idea as James 1, verse 5, that the Lord is the one who gives us wisdom. Proverbs 3, verse 7, "Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil." We're not to be wise in our eyes, but we're supposed to seek a different type of wisdom. Proverbs 9 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we fear God, we have wisdom. Now, fear of God does not mean terror of God. We need to make sure we make a difference there, that fear of God is not sheer terror of God. There are different types of fear, and within this, it's wrapped up is a respect, a reverence for God, an awe of God. We sang songs this morning, "Sing to the King who is worthy to be praised. How great is our God." Reverence and awe of God. How great thou art. Reverence and awe of who God is. When you see who God truly is, when you understand his holiness, when you understand his power, that brings that respect, that brings that reverence, that brings that awe, and there is a fear. It's not a terror, but it's like the prophet Isaiah said, "Woe is me." He said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. There was a fear there, a respect. The prophet Isaiah knew that if someone were to see God, he would likely die. And here's Isaiah, and he is seeing God's glory, and he goes, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips." He realized who God was, and he realized who he was. And he realized he needed to give God respect that was due to him. When we have that respect, it drives us to obey God. It drives us to follow his commands. But when there's earthly wisdom, it comes from the fear of man rather than the fear of God. When there's earthly wisdom, it comes from the fear of man rather than the fear of God. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is teaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he says that it drives men to collect things, to build up treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy. That's what earthly wisdom gets us. But James gives us characteristics of this earthly wisdom. And he says, first, there are three things that James is going to give us here. He's going to give us the thoughts, he's going to give us actions, and he's going to give us results. So the thoughts, the internal, what we're thinking, if you're having earthly wisdom, these are kind of the internal, bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. Those don't sound like very good things, do they? Bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. I brought a couple of things here with me today. I'm sure you've probably been wondering what these were. Bitterness. I don't know if you've ever had a drink that was just bitter. Or you expect you're getting one thing and then you get something else. You're thinking, oh, I have pop in here, when realistically, it's milk. And then you take that drink and you're like, oh, there's no sweetness there at all. But bitterness. And in the Bible, that word for bitter is actually that taste you get in your mouth when you taste something bitter, and it just leaves that there. Bitter jealousy, it just drives us to desire what other people want. We're jealous of what other people have. We want what they have for ourselves, and it just eats away at us. Selfish ambition. Doing things for yourself rather than for others. It's funny, this word in James' day is often used of politicians. It was something they had back then as well. Politicians who would only do things for their own sake. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to have wealth. And so anything they would do would be a selfish ambition because they wanted to make the name for themselves. That's the internal. That's the thoughts, earthly wisdom's thoughts. James also gives us some actions, earthly wisdom's actions, boasting and false to the truth. Those kind of go together because what the people are boasting about are things that are opposite of what God's word tells us. They're boasting in earthly things rather than boasting in God and who God is. And then James says it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Earthly, it's just, he's building here, it's earthly. And then it's unspiritual, and then it's demonic. The earthly is like, it's not from heaven. It's unspiritual, so it's not spiritual. And they're allowing the nature of the world to take control. And then beyond that, it's not just earthly and unspiritual, allowing the world to take over, but it's even demonic. It's like those three stages James is saying, that earthly wisdom, that's what it is. And then he gives us some results. Disorder, chaos, and every vile practice. Do we see that today at all? Do we see the chaos from people who were running wild in the streets? From protests that look more like mobs? Disorder, chaos, and every vile practice. Bad has become the new normal. What was evil 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is the new normal today. The darkness, when another cup that's dark looks at the darkness, they just see the same thing of what they have. And so there's no difference. They just look at it and they say, okay, it's fine. I'm just like them. And so the evil has become the new normal. Where does earthly wisdom lead us? It leads us to looting, to protests. It leads us to people wanting to make money for themselves, wanting to make names for themselves. It wants us to make ourselves number one. There's a really good biblical example of this, and we don't have time to read it this morning, but 1 Kings chapter 12. King David was on the throne. King Solomon was on the throne. We know both of those. After King Solomon was King Rehoboam. King Rehoboam was starting to take over the throne after Solomon dies. Solomon dies in the end of chapter 11. Chapter 12 starts, And we're told that the people come to King Rehoboam and they say, King, your father made it hard on us. Your father made us build all of this stuff. And so we worked really hard for him. And if you will lighten our load, if you will make it less hard on us, we will serve you, they said. And the nation of Israel comes and he says, okay, give me 3 days and I will give you the answer. And the people go away, and it says that King Rehoboam consulted with the old, the wise men. And the wise men said, you should listen to the people. You should lighten their load. And they said, this is what you should say. But there's a verse in there that says King Rehoboam did not listen to the wise men, but instead chose to listen to the people of his own age, his peers. What happens in 1 Kings chapter 12 is Rehoboam listens to the young men. Israel comes 3 days later and he says, you wanted your load lessened? I'm going to make your load that much harder, is what King Rehoboam said. And the nation of Israel revolted. They said, okay, you're not going to be our king then. And it says that all the people went back to their own home and that Rehoboam was only king over the nation of Judah, the northern nation of Judah. The rest of Israel did not follow him. So there's a nation that splits in 1 Kings chapter 12 and 13. Chaos, disorder, disunity, listening to earthly wisdom instead of wisdom from above. We need to learn to discern between two types of wisdom. Let's read on to hear about the other type of wisdom, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James gives us a second type of wisdom, is wisdom from above. There's earthly wisdom and there's wisdom from above. James does the same thing. He tells us kind of the internal, the thoughts of the person with the wisdom from above. He tells us the actions and then he tells us the results again. Go back. The thoughts are pure. Above wisdom's thoughts, they look much different. Above wisdom does not look like earthly wisdom. The two are much, much different when you look at them. He tells us about the actions. They're peaceable. They're not quick to start arguments with other people. They're gentle. And I don't know what image you have in your mind of gentle, but the gentle that they're describing there is a lot like this. Do you see the muscles on that guy? And he's holding that little baby. That's gentleness. That is power with restraint. That is power with restraint. He's not squishing the baby. He could use his muscles and he could just kill the baby. But he's not doing that. He's using his power with restraint. And he kind of looks like he's just like, okay, I'm kind of scared here about holding this baby. But that's the gentleness that this is describing. It's not a weakness, but it's power with restraint. Above wisdom's actions, open to reason. Proverbs 10 says, the wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. The wise of heart will receive commandments. Those who are wise are willing to listen. They're open to reason. They're open to hearing from God's word and what it has to say and making changes in their lives. But Proverbs says a babbling fool is going to come to ruin. James says they're full of mercy. They're full of good fruits. Mercy, we talked a little bit about last week. Good fruits. Can you tell a good fruit from a bad fruit? Jack was up here talking about fruit today. If he left that banana in his truck for a while, it wouldn't be a good fruit anymore. You wouldn't want to eat it. Matter of fact, you would realize that fruit was in there pretty quickly. You would smell it. I don't know if you've ever done that, gotten in your car and be like, whoa, what happened in here? Something got left behind that you didn't know? Recognizing good fruit from bad fruit. James says there's going to be good fruits. He also says they're going to be impartial. We talked about impartiality. Not showing favor to one person or another. They're going to be sincere. There's going to be a lack of hypocrisy. What they say is going to be what they're doing and how they act. And then what are the results? The above wisdom's results, a harvest of righteousness. Now, harvest, we have farmers in here. Harvesting, you're bringing in all the crops, bringing in all the fruit from the fields. It's now ripe and it's ready. And James is saying here that it's reaping of righteousness, that you're doing good things. You're doing what's right according to God's word. That you're not pursuing evil things, but you're pursuing the truth. But you're pursuing what is right. And he says they're also going to be peacemakers. They're going to do things that are peaceful and aren't divisive. He's giving us a clear contrast from earthly wisdom to above wisdom. See, the problem is earthly wisdom can be dark and clouded. And so in our thoughts, in our sin nature, that's what it looks like. It looks dark. You know, Jack, sometimes how you say you never know how things are going to go? This is one of those times. Above wisdom is pure. Above wisdom is pure. It helps us see things clearly. It's not like earthly wisdom. It's not like that tainted wisdom of what we get on this earth. How do we get wisdom from above? James says, first you ask. You ask God for wisdom, and he will give it to you, he says. Pray. Pray to God about things that you need to work on. Read God's word. Seek wise counsel. All of those are good things to help you determine if something is from the earthly, the dark nature, or if something is from wisdom from above. How do we know if we're making the right decision? James says we need to test it. We need to ask, is it pure? Is it peaceable? Is it gentle? Have we thought this out? Is it merciful? Does the decision we're making, is it a wise decision or earthly decision? Is it producing good fruit or is it producing bad fruit? Is it impartial or are we making judgments? Is it lacking hypocrisy? Is it based on what we say we believe? James gives us a test. He says, ask yourself, is it these things? If you're making a decision and you're trying to figure out, okay, is this earthly wisdom or is this wisdom from above? Is it pure? Is it peaceable? Is it gentle? Is it thought out? Is it merciful? Does it produce good fruit? Is it impartial? Is it lacking hypocrisy? The Bible tells us we need to be pursuing wisdom from above, not earthly wisdom. Wisdom from above is what God values. God values wisdom from above. It comes from him. So our desire needs to be to seek wisdom from God to navigate through this life. Because it's hard sometimes when your judgment is clouded. But we need to seek God's wisdom. We need to seek wisdom from above. Would you pray with me? God, we pray for wisdom. God, there's so many decisions that we make on a daily basis, and at times we don't even think about them, but they have consequences. They have results. God, help us to have results in our lives that are because we have chosen wisdom from you rather than earthly wisdom. God, help us to learn to ask for wisdom when we need it. God, help us to seek out wisdom from your word. And God, help us to seek out counsel from wise people who have been where we are going. God, I pray that you would give us the ability to know right from wrong and then to act on that, to do what is right instead of doing what is evil. God, I pray that you would just help us to understand the difference between earthly wisdom and wisdom from you, and help it to be clear in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.